We are aware of ongoing discussions, and we are grateful for ongoing discussions, and look, we do appreciate everybody's time on this matter. Last night I received a call probably just after 9 p.m, which does prove that there is ongoing discussions going behind the scenes, and people are working late at night on this. It's just that it can't seem to move forward the way we needed to move forward. So the phone call last night was basically to state that they have agreed to vaccinate St. Columb Kill, but it could be anywhere to a month before this is completed. And I don't believe that to be acceptable. And I don't think anybody else should. They reckon it could be the end of February. I suppose, but that's not even a promise. It's just somebody stating that that's what they hope. But also, there is another fear for us, is that they're going to come in and they're just going to include the residents in the same rollout as everyone else. And why I'm saying that that would be different is because we have to remember these residents can't self-isolate. And what they're talking about doing maybe is possibly over 85s. All they want is to be equally treated. All they want is the same as any other long-term care resident got. And it's not a lot to ask for. And, you know, I think they're entitled to it. And these residents are quite aware they haven't been vaccinated. They don't understand the difference between a nurse-led home and a care-led home. That doesn't matter to